Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Guys, hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Nip Tuck, not giving a
fuck. Can I move my mic a bit? I don't like it so far away. I know you've done it on purpose to get the nip. There we go. Okay. Just like to sit back and chill, you know?
What have you been up to, babe?
Right. So I've been up since 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Because Thea began her vomiting spell at 4 a.m. Until 6. And then I got up. So I'm tired, as usual. And she's gone to school because mummy's got to get the money, you know?
Just anyone at Lauren's school, you
sorry
didn't...
Sorry about that.
Right, so did you know...
No.
No, it's actually like a thing that people will be really against you for doing that.
She was sick. She was threw up. She probably ate something funny. She's not ill.
Right.
She just vomited. She probably ate too much.
Can I tell you something that happened to me once, right? At the kids' nursery is very, very posh.
Yeah.
I'd say it's one of like the poshest nurseries.
I just wouldn't. It's not for me, that.
I mean, it is when it comes to caring for your child.
Oh, of course, the best care, but you know,
like
the expectations from me as a mother, a little too high.
No, they do everything for you. That's the whole thing.
Oh, maybe I do like it.
Like set nap times. The kids have got their own cot that they sleep in with their own bedding
in
a dark room.
They
do potty train them. You get a letter when they turn two.
Oh my god!
And they're like, we're starting potty train. Like,
I've changed my mind. Okay, sign me up.
All in-house cooked organic food, like,
and then comes home to me for nuggets. Perfect.
Exactly.
So I didn't go to nursery till she was 3.
So, oh god, what the fuck did you do?
I was busy breastfeeding. Still had her on the nipple. James says that all the time. He goes, when I'm working away, you definitely put fear on your breast. I would. If she would, I would let her latch.
So I can't remember like exactly what happened, but I was in this group chat of the mums.
Oh, you were allowed in this one.
Oh, I was allowed. I've got an update on that as well, by the way. Naughty me.
You said phones on silent.
I did. Right. So I was in this mum's group chat for nursery. And Saskia had been being sick all night. Mm-hmm. Same thing as you. And I said in the mum's group chat, like, I'm knackered. Saskia's been up being sick. And then it was kind of like, oh, you're sending her in. And I was
really?
I'm sending her in. Like,
she's
I had work, right? As soon as I got there, they wouldn't take her because one of the mums had grassed me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just done a vomit. Do you know what I mean? A couple of vomits. It's fine.
Honestly,
she's not vomiting now. She just did.
It is a thing if you want me to cut that out.
No, I don't care. Right, she's fine. I don't cut that out. I had to get to work.
Do you know what I don't
If she's
like?
Not well, then yeah, but they've not even rang me, so she's clearly fine.
Ring, ring.
I
used to not like when I was doing skin treatments and patients would turn up really ill and cough on me. That used to really piss me.
Yeah, so when I got my teeth done last week, I was at the end of this illness thing and I did actually message him and say, look, I'm all right in myself, but I have had this bug. Mm. Are you still okay with me coming in?
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, I've got a mask on. People do get ill. I'm in people's mouths all day. Everything's like, he's fine.
But
I did check.
Said,
I did actually, because I thought, well, I wouldn't have done, but I thought if I keep coughing.
And I get really bad cold sores. So when I get a cold sore, I always, if I'm having my makeup done or if I'm having a skin treatment, I always say to them, like, just to let you know, I've got one.
I've got a herpes outbreak.
My outbreak is outbreaking.
I feel
and people are usually like, fine if you say.
When I used to have that period of time, like many years ago, when I used to get spots on my cheeks, do you remember? Oh, yeah. Whenever I got my makeup done, felt so bad because I thought they're going to be thinking that my brush is on your spot. So I used to say to them, like, obviously I'll bring my own brushes if you want because I've got a spot. I know, poor me. Look at me now, though. Look at me now, all not spotted.
So tell us about your teeth then.
Right, so, oh my God, did you see my video and I couldn't speak afterwards? Yeah. Fucking hell, I've never had a dental block.
Was it scary?
Yeah, I thought it was never going to stop. So when he started, he numbed me. I didn't know he was going to, and I was thinking, oh my God. So he injected all around my gums, and I literally... But do you know what it made me do? Because apparently the adrenaline in it, it made me really shaky. So I was panicking about that. Didn't hurt or anything, but it was much better because I was there for like 2 hours, couldn't feel anything. But then when I went to sit up and speak, I was like, I mean, I can't speak as it is with my lisp. And I literally just sat up and I went, oh, look there. And I was like, oh, I was panicking. The girl that was there could tell I was panicking. She's like, it's fine. It's like, and then I went to put some lip balm on and I couldn't find my lip. No lie. So I'm going,
so weird.
I was going to, is this my lip? She was going, no, that's like your tash. I was like, oh, is this my lip now? Couldn't feel my nose. Got in the car to do some stories. Couldn't speak. But yeah, teeth. So he took my old composite.
Smile. They look gorgeous. Don't they look gorgeous, Christina?
So these are just temporary. I've already spoken about it on the other one, so there's not much to update other than these are temp. I'm going straight after here to check how I feel about them. I'm going to go 2 shades whiter. No?
Absolutely not.
1. I'm going a bit whiter. Mate, they're going to be on for 20 years. Like...
1, not 2.
Not 2. Christina? 1 or 2?
Do 1. You don't want to look like you've got Tippex on your teeth. Okay, or Ross from Friends.
Right, yeah. Okay, 1. So I'm going to go a little bit whiter. And then these are on for like 3 weeks and then they come off and they put my proper ones on. Stunning. But I like them. There's no, like, no one's looked at me and been like, your teeth are different. So I think that's quite a good thing.
Right, now...
I also had Photo Fabulous.
Oh, so this is, guys, woo, woo. Anyone that's having Photo Fab or laser treatments, I said to Lauren, I rang her after she'd had it, because she's always like, you pussy, it doesn't hurt how much. And I was like, oh my God, how much does it hurt? But the secret is, girls, like I said to you, eat before you have the treatments.
Yeah, so I'd not, it was what, by the time I rang you, it was about 4 o'clock and she was like, well, what have you eaten today? I was like, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And if
I'm having filler, if I'm having any kind of hurty treatment.
Agree.
Even if you don't, like, just get something down you and don't drink too much coffee and stuff, so it makes you edgy.
When I had, do you remember when I had those hip dip fillers? What, maybe 3 years ago now?
Because they inject adrenaline into you with that.
Yeah,
they?
And I hadn't eaten all day. I'd had loads of coffee and a couple of fags. And as she was doing it, and I am not really a passer outer, I was stood there and I was literally, she was putting it in because it's with a really long, thin needle, isn't it? They put it in. It's not pleasant, you know, it's not a nice thing to have done. And I was like, I'm going to pass out. And I had all like little cannula things in my, and I was on the floor on all fours. And I was like, I'm going to pass out. And it just made me really weird. So I should have eaten. So she did the IPL layer first, which was fine. And then I had an emergency and I had to get off.
Yeah.
So I knew I needed to be numbed. Kind of worked out though. Yeah, I knew I needed to be numbed. So I numbed myself and drove down the motorway with my head wrapped in cling film. Like, honestly, the builders, they obviously saw the back of me. They'd see my car and the back of me and they were like, oh, I've got milk coming up. And then I turned to the side and I was like, hello! And they were all like, oh! You could see the faces. They were literally like, oh! And I'd literally wrapped my face in cling film with a mouth hole. It was so weird. I looked like some, don't know. And
gimp.
Then I got a gimp, yeah, like a gimp mask. So she did it. It hurt. Yeah, not bad.
Fabulous. Hurts so bad. But guys, it's worth it. It's
Ashley's
honestly,
skin looks unbelievable.
It's really good. And then I had Cool Laser on my under eyes.
Your under eyes look better.
Already?
They do.
I think I'm going to have...
They looked hollow.
Hollow, but it's because I'd had all that
and
skin
it took
booster
your,
removed.
And it would have taken your... I'm going to get that lump taken out under there.
You're going to have to go through the same. But what I'm... So I'm on an under eye journey.
Okay.
Like, this isn't...
Do you not feel like under eye is one of the number one questions we get asked?
Under eye, right, is a delicate area and it will age horrifically if you don't look after it. So,
totally
and
agree.
I feel like under eye is the biggest giveaway on, like...
I totally agree. And it's the hardest thing to treat.
Because it's like...
It's creepy. It's paper skin.
So,
I've had under eye under blefs. They didn't say tighten the skin, though. Like, as we say, I don't really know what happened during that. But...
even that, I mean, they didn't tighten my skin, so I really don't know what happened. But that didn't, like, it's a hard thing to fix.
So I've had all the under eye filler and shite dissolved, skin boosters dissolved, because it was getting, I got that Kylie Jenner puff thing, and I've never had that in my life, and I'm putting it down to edema from that.
Yeah.
So I've had all of that out, and then I've had Cool Laser one session. I'm going to try and get three in and then potentially have a fat transfer to my under eyes.
Where did you have the Cool Laser?
At Sayu.
Right, okay, I might have it done.
Oh, stingy.
Is it bad?
So stingy.
Oh, like, why is that
my upper and lower? But look at how good it looks.
No, it looks fantastic. It really does. I struggle under eyes. When I put concealer on and stuff, like it really sticks in my creases.
I feel like every year I'm
going to
try and do some kind of laser on under eye.
I am fully with you, and I will probably copy.
Yeah, get message.
I'm going to, because I've got like a little lump there, which you spotted, didn't you, as well? Yeah. And I agree. I think it's edema, which basically means swelling, guys. And I think am I right in saying that hyaluronic acid, that type of thing, attracts water?
Yeah, it does.
So if there's any water going around, it's going to suck to that area.
And when you're hungover.
Or ill. So I've got this like puffy lump, and when I smile, it's there, isn't it?
Got to get it all out.
I'm going to have to get it out. I swell so badly I'm going to look like why is it so hard? It's a rotation awful of things. Oh my God, I love your bracelet.
I know. I have stacked three gorgeous bracelets here. I will show you over on my Instagram. Honestly, I am obsessed with Boho Moon. I have worn their stuff for literally years.
You actually have, haven't you?
You've
got me onto it. You've stacked silver and gold today, like a little mixture.
It looks cute, right? So I've got the rings. I've got tiny fingers, and they actually fit my finger, which is so rare. I am obsessed. They've got this amazing everything £10 sale, Lauren, and we've got a little discount.
Of course we have, on top of the £10 of everything
on top. So if you type in Nip Tuck 10 at checkout, you can save more on Boho Moon's stunning jewelry. There's some really cute little personalized bits.
Yeah, I've got an Aries necklace on today, and then one with an L.
And we've given Christina a stunning little K1 as well. I've got an A1.
I only ever wear gold, so I'm the gold girl, aren't I? So I love the fact that you can get loads of little pieces on there. And do you know what as well? They're waterproof
and they're tarnish free. Honestly,
that isn't unreal for me when it comes to jewelry, because I like to change it all the time, and I like loads of different ones, and I hate it when they go horrible.
Oh no, these look, how expensive do they look?
No, they actually do. They look really,
they
really
are
nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. There's so many different styles. So Lauren goes for more of like a cool girl vibe.
Be careful. And you're more of a classic glamour,
yes,
can we say?
Yes.
So you've got the tennis bracelet on, which is actually really nice. I'm more layered, stacked, cool, big gold earrings.
Yes.
That's more me.
Whereas I'm more polished. But yeah, there's... there's something for everyone on there. So go and check out Boho Moon and tag us with all of your purchases.
Yes.
We can't wait to see what you've got. Guys, I got a little evil eye bracelet and I'm so excited to wear it.
Keep those evil eyes away.
Let's get on to the Patreon, guys.
Oh.
The girls on the Patreon are us.
Yeah, they are.
They are us. And
so
I didn't
funny
know there was many of us.
There's loads
around
of us. There's loads of us. So, like,
our favorite,
it's lovely.
Her name's Talia, is my favourite.
Is Talia your favourite?
Yeah. And so something happened in Ireland.
Wow. So in the last episode that you listened to, the one that we did remotely, I said, I am going to show Christina and Ashley something really quite shocking next time.
It was over Valentine's Day, so like 2 weeks ago.
Before I got chance to, the Patreon girls came through.
Yeah.
So basically, a follower DM'd me with it, so I thought, I'm going to keep hold of that and show you. Anyway, the Patreon girls got it first and sent the videos in. Has anybody seen what happened at that fucking function room?
Devonish
Hotel
in
Ireland. Is it Belfast?
Belfast.
What were they called? Pleasure Boys?
So it's the Pleasure Boys. Yeah. So basically, if you don't
shout
know...
Shout out Pleasure Boys.
Shout out.
I mean, everyone looked like they were having loads of fun, including the boys and the girls.
The penises looked like they were having fun. So basically, it was almost like a snide version of Magic Mike, wasn't it? And everyone's gone. All these like grannies and big groups of girls. You can imagine, woo!
A massive
we're on
our
night
room.
Out. We're going on our night out. And they're all out, right? They're all looking for the leprechauns and they're all out there. That wasn't bad. Anyway, and they're all out, ready for a good girls' night, ready for a bit of Magic Mike. So, yeah, you know, men in six packs dancing, the odd flash of a bit of a pubic area, perhaps a ball sack. That's not what they got.
No.
They got these men with these massive, huge, erect dicks.
No, I think they had those cock rings things on.
But don't all, when you go to a hen do and stuff, don't all strippers put those things
on? But they were big that had dicks.
The big one at the end.
Right? So anyway, these women are turning up looking for something Magic Mike style, a bit risque. They were DTF.
Every girl in that room.
This was shocking. So what ended up happening is it was more of a sex show. They had these huge penises out from day one. I saw a video
helicoptering
of him helicoptering the cocks, getting the girls on stage. I saw a man wanking off one of the cocks. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, I've got a picture.
So the guy's walking around with his big penis out naked. He gets a man's hand and wanks it off. Like up and down, up and down. And everyone is in shock. So everyone's filming it like, what is this? And then the main bit for me was there are pictures and there's one girl smiling and there's a cock on her shoulder. There's a cock on her head.
Don't show it on any camera.
We're not going to show it on anything. No. We're just going to show it. No. And then, and someone's granny, I'm talking 70s, 80s, grandma is holding a cock on her shoulder with the biggest smile on her face. And obviously at the end, they've done a photo shoot and they've gone, Margaret, hold this. And she probably doesn't know what she's holding. She probably doesn't have a clue. And she's just smiling. Honestly, the women had a whale of a time, it looks like. But some didn't, I believe. I think there's an investigation because some did not enjoy it.
Aren't they getting fined, Christian? Well, I think the problem is that people were filming it and then putting it online. Like, would you... So let's just take it out from this. In a scenario, would you want... If you were, like, at a hen do like this or anything, would you want to be fit, like, being, like, on stage or whatever? Would you want to be filmed and then it going around and everyone's talking about it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But at the same time, if you do the crime...
Because women didn't know that they were being filmed by, like, random people.
So there's a little bit of a privacy issue here. If you're on a night out...
That phones are allowed at Magic Mike,
exactly.
Right, if the phones weren't allowed and that was clear, then no,
that's not okay. And that's a, like, crazy horse in Paris. You get told off if you even like
do get that, but at the same
time, in London,
no videos of somebody should be going around without their permission, like that is true. But some of them were just of the men with the cocks.
Like that picture there. She's
smiling.
But then would you want that put online if that was you? Like,
well, everyone's been sent it in the group chat.
I know, but that's the thing. It's been forwarded on to so many people. No, but Christina, the thing is,
if someone said, hold this cock and smile, I'd say no.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, that's true.
Because where do they think she's... If someone said, hold this penis on your shoulder and grin, and then got a camera phone out, I'd be like, I'm not going to do that today.
That one, if the lady with all the cocks draped over it.
She's got one on her head, one on her shoulder.
It's like a glamour shot. Like, she's like...
She's probably face up to that as well. That's probably a profile picture. There's just bell ends all over her.
But yeah, it was heavy, that, wasn't it? Like,
I'd rather go to that than Magic Mike.
Yes,
I think it'd be well funny.
Would you go on stage though?
No, personally. Me and James had this combo. I'm a little bit behind, but I've been watching Beverly Hills. I'm very behind. They get on the stage. And with the strippers, and then Thingy storms
Sutton.
Off. Sutton storms off.
She's like, we don't do this.
Though she wore the pants.
Anyway,
I said to James, if I went to this kind of thing and got on stage, like, would you be all right with it? And he's like, well, if everyone was doing it. But I was like, no, I don't think I would do that. No. And he was fine. He was like, oh, it's funny. And I said, but if you had a woman, but then I'd probably think it was quite funny if he had a woman, like, if it was for a show. But he said that he wouldn't be asked, but I personally...
Well, that's one of the rules at Magic Mike, that you, if you want to get up on stage, you have to be wearing trousers.
I personally wouldn't do it.
No.
If I had a partner.
Would you?
No. And no, I wouldn't do it either way if I had a partner.
I'd maybe
or not,
do it if I didn't have a partner.
It's like, you know, but you must have been to Hindus where they have a...
And they look really uncomfortable, the bride.
I've been to ones as well where they're tame, where, you know, where you draw someone. And then they do like a little strip thing and they grab the bride and like chuck her around.
I would die. I like watching other people.
I wouldn't do that to
you. No. It's not
I
funny.
I wouldn't do... Mm. Like,
Find it uncomfortable.
We went to Ibiza and we had one in, like, we had this villa and we were all by the pool and this guy comes in, like, massive guy with a little cock ring thing on, and he was putting his dick on everyone.
You paid for that and
making us touch him.
Well, somebody paid for that.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea. But I like watching other people do it. Like, it's funny to watch.
It makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Do you know what? Oh my God, can I tell you something that makes me feel really uncomfortable?
What?
And we'll come on to this because we were watching Married to the Game, weren't we?
Mm.
People singing makes me feel incredibly...
Who was it that where...
Incredibly uncomfortable.
You said you went round to someone's house and they made their kids sing for you. And she was like...
Honestly, even if someone's got a cracking voice, it's got nothing to do with that. If someone's having a party and they decide to get up on stage and sing at their own party for everyone...
What about an entertainer?
Oh, no, 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 that's their job. That's different. It makes me a bit uncomfortable. I don't know why. But I mean, I don't mean that. I mean...
And all that jazz!
Go to the house and they...
It's not us. It's theatrical shite is not us.
It's their birthday party and they've organised to sing for everyone. Or someone's got a good voice and you're at a party and they go... I don't know where to put myself. You know, I'm dancing. I just find it really uncomfortable.
The worst thing ever when you're at events and the magician comes over.
Yeah, I just find things
fuck
like
off.
That.
I don't really. Want to look at your shitty fucking magic.
I just
want to get pissed.
Yeah, I find that really. Singing makes me really, like, I can't. Like, it makes me really uncomfortable. Even if they've got an amazing voice. You know, when they start and then they make eye contact, I think, why are you doing this? Do you know what even makes me uncomfortable?
You'd rather a singer instead of a stripper.
In a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
The singer in a hotel lobby makes me feel uncomfortable. You know, you start having a drink and they're belting one out and I don't dare look at them in case I catch their eye and then I smile and nod.
You're
and
not
then
a
do
concert.
You clap?
Oh my God, the
a
Taylor Swift
different.
Tickets.
Tell them.
So I was going to take Thea and Saskia and me and Lauren to Taylor Swift concert. Cause it's
really
in,
sweet,
it's in Liverpool.
Really nice.
And I just thought it'd be like a fun day out with the girls.
Lovely thing to do.
You ready, Christina?
You show me this, but go on.
£3,500 per ticket for a normal ticket.
I don't believe it. Is that like actually true?
Yeah.
Because when you sent it, I was like, oh, she got a freaking box or something
no,
like that.
No, normal. It just normal. Was normal.
Normal tickets. I think it must be because they're sold out.
Yeah.
So, what in the fucking Nelly is that? Who in the right mind is paying that?
Isn't that mad?
Like £3,500 what the fuck?
But right. What were they normally? Because weren't they
like 200
quid?
That's expensive.
That's expensive.
Yeah, the Usher tickets are £200.
We were both young.
Oh, you're doing it now.
When I first saw you.
Right, so...
Where were we? I don't know.
I know. So, Lauren, this week, Christina had a call with the sex party place. You and Christina are going. Right, so it's Killing Kittens, and we're going, and it's a work trip, and you're coming and Christina's coming.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, but we're going, and you're going to have the best time ever. You don't have to get involved.
So listen to this for funny.
Are you not really excited to go?
Yeah, but no. I mentioned this to not really. I mentioned this to James about Killing Kittens because something came up on my internet. I can't remember. And I was like, oh, Killing Kittens. And he went, oh, I've changed my mind. Fancy it now. And I was like, you said no. And he was like, yeah, because I thought everyone was just like banging. I was like, no, it's not like that.
No.
I mean, I just... I'm scared, Mum.
Right, well, we're deciding the date after this. So, guys, we're going to
James said he'll go if Ed goes, or should we just do a girls one, see what it's like?
I think we do
boys.
A girls one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to... I'll cut this because no one cares. But I had to, like, tell Adam, I was just like, how would you feel if I went into...
Yeah,
Kittens. And I was like, you know, it's just... And he was like, right. I was like, I'm not going to be shagging anyone.
It's
He's like,
work.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's what James was a bit like, oh.
He was like,
yeah, you're not allowed phones at that either.
No.
Well, we're going to go, because I've been told I have to go. We're going to investigate.
Yeah.
And we're going to report back with all the goss. I think we do a little bit of filming before.
Yes.
Bit of filming after.
Yes.
And
then we'll come back and tell you
everything. And tell you
everything that happened.
That we can.
Yeah.
Because we can't say names.
No, but it's going to be very, very fun.
What do we do there?
So as far as I have understood.
What do you wear as well?
You wear underwear.
What? No, I'm not going in underwear.
No,
absolutely not.
I thought you do.
I'm not fucking going in underwear.
It says like sexy. I think you could wear like leather trousers and a bodysuit.
Right, I'll wear that.
Yeah.
I'm not going
in underwear. And a lot of people wear masks.
I don't even dress. I'll bring my cling film. I don't even dress up for James. I'm not getting out and about with a pair of suspenders on.
I'm going to go all out, baby.
I'm going to come in a Victoria's Secret angel outfit with the wings.
No, I think you can wear that. I only need to look into it more.
Yeah. Let's look into
it. I don't know if you have to dress like that.
I think you two are having me on and then I'll turn up in suspenders and fucking knickers and bra. No, I think you can wear
I would not do that.
A leathery style outfit, kind of like bondage-esque, but not
what
bondage.
The fuck?
Can you imagine us three getting out of a cab? Like,
oh, wow.
A trollop.
Listen, we'll be trollop.
Having a fag outside.
Has anyone got a lighter? Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, I'll do it for the next... My eye keeps getting caught. Do you know why? It's my mascara. I will do it for the sake of the work. But, okay. Has anyone ever told you the end of that hairbrush looks like some form of anal play?
Thanks.
Your anyway. Hair looks really nice. It looks much better shorter.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Just does.
Was it a bit old,
bit
lady?
Bit long. Much. I like it like that.
Bit much.
Bit big. Bit long. It looks lovely now. Really, really nice. Very pretty.
Well, that Weller Miracle Hair Mist is life, but it's £57.
Fucking hell.
£57, but it works.
But if it
so
works,
well.
It works. At the end of the day, your you hair's your hair, girls. And you want your hair to
it's
look good.
So good. Like, any new products you've tried this week? Have you tried that L'Oreal mascara yet?
No.
Really good.
I still use the one that we use. But do you know what? It must be good because my eyelashes are catching with my top eyelashes.
Which one? Oh, the Maybelline.
Is it Maybelline?
Sky High.
Yeah.
Really good, that one, and so cheap. I started watching Married to the Game.
Mm, same, last night.
Yes, and it's a good watch, isn't it?
I think that girl is so beautiful. Is she called Sara?
Yeah, she's the Italian one.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
What I liked about her was that she said she was going back to work. She was going to a Chanel party.
No, a Vogue party.
She's like, I'm going back to work, you know? And I was like, okay.
I find stuff like that so fascinating.
I love stuff. I love reality stuff. I do. I like to see how other people are. I like to watch it. I've only watched one episode and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it.
So yeah, reality TV wise, honestly, it's if you like it, girls.
Do you know what?
Give it a watch.
On our last record or the one before I lose time, I slagged off that thing that everyone's been watching One Day.
And then you watched it and you loved
it. So I watched three episodes and I thought, this is slow. Like, my brain is
it's
fast.
It's slow
fast,
and then
fast.
It all goes into the end.
Yeah, and James
was
like, I'm not watching anymore. I was like, everyone is talking about, we are watching it to the end. And I literally forced him to watch it. Then the last three episodes, we got really into it. And guess what?
He cried.
He fucking cried.
Did he cry?
He said that he was imagining, obviously, if it was me, too, right? and I was buzzing and he was like... eyes were really wet and I was like, are you crying? He's like, I'm not crying. He cried. It was beautiful, you know.
Did you know
it crept up on me?
It's a copy of a film.
Yeah. A book.
And no, it's a book and a film. Yeah. I've not seen it, but
do you know what? I was really bored for most of it. Mm. But when things got going, I thought it was very beautiful actually. And like at the end when he's with his daughter and I didn't cry, but
and then have you both
I actually
watched...
enjoyed it.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, that's weird.
The guy's from fucking Northwich, man.
Yeah, it's really frightening that. And I can imagine that when one of them lived on their own, I can imagine that'd be really scary. The one that got the PT's number and pretending to be the PT. Your head would
right.
be mashed.
So I've got a story about stalking.
Okay, tell.
And I feel like I blocked loads of it out of my brain because I always do that with anything traumatic.
I do that.
Right, so I was about 15 at the time and... someone kept ringing my mobile and the house phone.
Oh, the house phone. It was a while ago.
The house phone. And I remember, like, it was going on for ages and this person would always, like, pretend to be someone and then turn, like, really nasty. Like, it was really weird. And
girl or boy?
Man, we caught them because the house phone had gone on to voicemail, so it recorded the call.
Yeah.
And it was something like, my mum is so ahead.
She's so cute.
The phone. And they call her. Hello. And he was like, hello. Hello, love. Is your dishwasher broke on or something? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And then he went, can I suck your tits?
Sorry, it's not funny. But I can imagine your mum like this. Oh,
and it was all on the voicemail. And then like... then it started getting weirder because it was on my mobile, the house phone. I went into the beauty salon And like every, I don't know, 4 weeks I would go and get my eyebrows waxed and tinted. Yeah, yeah. And I went in and she was like, why are you here? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, a man rang up and changed your appointment to tomorrow. Full Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Wax.
No, changing your eyebrows is too far. I bet you
needed
them done.
And she said, I thought it was weird, but he sounded so genuine.
Hollywood wax. So you
yeah. So then my dad was like, fuck this, we're ringing the police because this is getting fucking weird.
Oh my God.
And like they would say like they knew where I was and stuff like that. That is weird. Really
That's
weird.
Not funny,
but the tits bit's quite
the sucky tits is pretty funny.
We need to ask my mum about that. I forgot. Anyway, then it was horrendous. My mum and dad like had gone away or something and the police finally come round and these two big policemen came round to the house and had to play this kind of sucky tits.
But you were like...
And then like, I started laughing and they started laughing. And I was like, you know, like, it's funny, but it's not funny.
It's one of those where it's funny, but it's not.
Like, it's very funny, but it's actually
like
not funny.
Everything in my life, that's what I do. I laugh and I'm like, it's funny, but it's actually not, but it is.
Yeah, whereas if we sat down with a therapist, they'd be like,
it's
no,
not funny.
It's not.
Have you ever seen that thing where it says, what do you do when something traumatic happens? You're like, laugh at it. No, no, it's not what we do. That's what I do.
So
what happened? Did they find sucky tits?
No, I don't. Sucky tits is still out there.
My God, I wonder if
have you ever had any stalker experience?
I do the same as you. My memory is, and Christina said it's trauma, is literally so horrific.
I'm sure there was a lot more
so
to that story.
Horrific.
Yeah.
I can't, my mum would be able to tell you, we'd really need to get our parents on. But once I remember somebody put a load of pictures of me in bikinis and selfies and stuff on an escort website. It was when I worked at Maya. And they put, the weirdest thing about it was, they put my email address, but my work mobile number. Now, no one
so
really.
It's a patient. Then.
And I was getting phone calls saying, I've seen you on, it was like an escort. So I went on and there was a full profile about me, like what I would do, what I wouldn't do. I can't remember. So I went in, and actually it's really bad because I went in and there was another website as well. I think I was on Gumtree as well. But it was weird.
Craigslist too.
It was really weird, right? So then I went, I printed all this information out and I went to the police and listened to what the woman said.
What?
The woman, you fucking bitch, whoever you are, said, this was many years ago, it's probably about 10 years ago, said, well, we've had a look into it. We've looked at your Instagram and you've got an open profile and you've actually got pictures of yourself in a bikini there. So you're almost asking for this. That's what she said.
She actually said she's asking
for it. She said that. And then she said, maybe you should, you know, just be careful what you post on there. Because if you don't want a bikini picture, I was like, oh, what? So if I don't want a bikini picture on an escort website, I should not post it on my Instagram. Is that what where we're at? And she was like, maybe make your Instagram profile private. Maybe don't post pictures in bikini. They weren't seductive. They were just bikini pictures. Maybe if you don't do that, this will stop. And at the time,
stop.
I was only, like, now I would have been like, what's your name and who's your manager? But I was just like, oh, okay then. And I thought, oh, well, if that's the risk I'll take, I can't stop posting bikini pictures. It's my life. So I'm
oh
trying to get a man.
God.
So yeah, that happened to me. And that's it. I don't think I've ever been stalked, touch wood. I'm not keen on that idea.
No.
I'd find that quite creepy.
I would, yeah.
But I do think nowadays, the CCTV everywhere, isn't there? And like Ring
everywhere.
Doorbell. Surely people wouldn't fucking get away with it the same night. You can block people, like, bye-bye.
I know, but I think, like, I've got a friend who got stalked and there's really weird, like, it's the conviction, like, of the stalker
yeah,
that takes
must
so
be,
long.
Yeah.
And then there's like all things set in place where you're not allowed within 10 foot. So then he'll stand 10 foot away and they can't do anything.
So,
like, weird.
I did get a weird message probably about a year ago saying, hi, remember me. And, you know, your heart sinks. I thought, oh, Jesus. James is next to me. So I was like, hi, who's this? He's like, you don't remember giving me your number, do you? So I was like, no. And me and James hadn't been together that long. My profile picture was me and him. And then he put something like, oh, you've clearly got a boyfriend now. Good to see you. Bye. And I never found out who that was. It must have been someone's number I gave. But that was a bit twitchy bumhole moment. I think, I don't fucking know who that is.
Oh,
have you ever been on your blocked list? I didn't, like, a long while ago now, I went on my block list and found loads of random men that I must have given my number to on a night out.
Oh, yeah,
mine's
full. Yeah, yeah. full.
And then thought, why did I do that?
I've had it before where I've got like an in an Uber and then the Uber drivers text me the next day and I've not thought, okay. That's really inappropriate.
I'm all, normally I'm sick, so the text is normally, can you come and clean your stuff up? Anyway, right, we've talked some shit. Let's go into a little breaky and then let's come back after our break.
Lovely.
What do you think of that?
I love that.
Okay.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Guys, we have chatted a lot. So, International Women's Day.
Is there an International Men's Day?
Yeah, there is. Men's Day is there should the day be. After, is it?
I don't know when it is, but I saw that when I was Googling
but
around.
Do you know what's
it.
Funny? Yeah. Men never put loads of pictures of them with their arms around the mates, like, happy International Men's Day to all the men that inspire me. Do
no.
they?
I don't think they dare. They just, no, they get
They don't
bollocks.
Do anything, do they? They yeah. don't say, here's my favourite male accounts.
But International
here's
Women's Day.
Here's me holding
day.
My friend's cock.
Is actually getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. Hmm. Don't you think?
So it should.
Yeah, amazing.
Go women, woo!
Me and Lauren are going out together.
Oh my God, you looked at me then and I thought, what are we doing? We are!
For International Women's Day.
We are going
day.
To a Julie Berry event yeah. at Harvey Nicks.
And we're going to meet Colleen.
We've met Colleen already. Yeah. We? we're going to meet Colleen again, our
Fangirl.
Mate. Cozza.
Cozza.
Don't know. She's speaking there, isn't she? And there's some yeah. others. I think it'll be really fun, that.
Yes, yeah.
So it's like an event.
Yeah, we'll try not to get too drunk.
Oh,
and embarrassed.
God.
We'll end up chewing Cozza's ear.
Oh my God, we will. We'll be. Oh, I dread to think. I think it'd be the last time I met her.
So, yeah, that's what we thought. We'd take each other out for the day and have a nice little day. So, I'm sure we'll have lots of content for you guys.
What are you wearing? Are you still wearing the
Saint
blazer?
Laurent blazer pants? I'm still. I've not lost my baby weight yet.
Oh, that's on you.
I know. A stone off.
That's not that bad a stone, is it? I mean, I'm thin, so.
It's the last stone is.
The hardest, the last yeah. stone is
so,
the hardest.
So, what we did was, on our Instagram, we said, because, you know, we want to give back, we talk loads about different brands, we talk about treatments we've had, and I would say 99% of that actually is not paid for. It's
oh
just
God,
like,
no.
what we love,
what
where
we've done,
we love
where
going,
we've
who we've seen,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah. And we know how much it would mean to people. I've got a list of small female-owned businesses
well done.
As well that I've put together that we're going to talk about. But first, start with your favourite women to follow on Instagram.
I like Money Mum Official.
Right.
She talks about money, how to save money, different
I don't
ideas.
Follow her.
She's amazing. She looks like Cheryl Cole. I followed her for years and she follows me. She's gone really big time now. Like when I first started following her, she didn't have as many followers. And now I
Money
swear
Mum
she's got...
Money Mum Official.
Yeah.
Right now.
She's absolutely lovely. I also like the... So Mini Style.
Mini Style.
_23. I follow her because she puts all kids, girls
oh,
sort of mainly.
Cute.
But both clothes on, like high street stuff, outfits, stuff like that. So I really love going on there and copying the kids' outfits because I can't be arsed sorting it myself. Davinia Taylor.
She's on my list as well.
I like Davinia.
Biohacking.
I like Davinia. I just
yeah.
like her.
Yeah.
She's a northern girl and I like her.
Yeah. Tiny Hearts Education. It's honestly, if you've got kids, you need to follow it because it just gives you so many tips on, like, if there was ever an emergency, like,
yeah,
so many things that you don't even think about. So I just think that one is amazing. Em, the nutritionist. Oh, my God. She is absolutely beautiful. She's only started her page getting big only in, like, the last year, but she's writing a book at the minute, and her recipes and everything are just incredible. She does some beauty stuff as well. The Cheshire acupuncturist.
So oh yeah, I follow her.
The advice that she gives about, like, your periods, all that female jazz, and she's so normal and down to earth. Her as well. Mother Pucker, do you follow her? It's all about, like, gender pay gap, flexible working after you've had a baby.
Yeah.
Really useful stuff on that. I think she's got her own podcast, actually.
I've got Maria Fowler _. So Maria used to be in The Only Way's Essex.
Oh, yeah. We've met her. She's so nice.
She's so nice. And I was on the Virgin Cruise with her.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely girl. But she does a lot of body confidence. So she shows a real body, everything, like... No edited. She's amazing. I love
Charlotte
that
Dawson.
Charlotte Dawson's well. Amazing for that as well. I love her for that.
So, businesses.
Do you know what I loved as well? I kept meaning to mention this and didn't. Danny Doll Beauty had some surgery in Turkey.
What? Yes, and she showed all
She showed everything from start to finish.
What's
and I
Danny's,
thought.
Is it Danny?
Prinny
Doll?
D.
Prinny D.
And I was so impressed with how open and honest she was about
she
everything.
Always is.
And I just thought that was really good for women thinking about surgery. And
she's the same as us now, though, where she said, I'm not telling you the name of someone.
Just in case. No,
after.
But she did. She showed the whole journey, which I thought was amazing. Her and Sam went out there and it was all on their Instagram, and I loved that.
Here are some female businesses that came off the back of the posts that we did, and I'm really sorry we can't say more, but Perky Pear Official came up so many times.
Yes, they are a good.
Really good, and they're female owned. They sent us a box of stuff and it looks absolutely amazing. It's all
perfect.
Like booby stuff. Spectrum Hair Extensions.
Love them. And female team, amazing. Girls, lovely girls.
Lux Cheshire for all your pre-owned designer. Yep. I've bought quite a few things off them. Obviously, Doll Beauty, our favourite makeup brand. Sophia Bailey Aesthetics, Everyone loves her. Love her.
Yeah, she's a
and she
girl.
Does all the aesthetic talking, training, and she's very, like, she stays in her own lane.
She's supportive of all the women, stays in her own lane, does what she's doing,
love
and that's
that.
What I think we all need to do.
Talia White Photography, we love
her.
Oh,
we love her, female...
Love
Obs.
Her. Cover My Bubble and the mortgage account came
the
up
The mortgage account. So she's absolutely lovely. She's a big pod fan, so I know she'll be listening now. And it's just nice sometimes as women, and we've spoken about this before, so look after your shit, girls. If you're meeting someone and you're going to buy a house together, make sure everything's contracted so that you get out what you should. If you sell it, protect yourself. She's a female. She's a lovely woman. And I think she will give advice on everything. If you're buying a house with a man... Cover yourself.
You don't even think of stuff
You don't
like
think
that.
Of stuff like that. Cover yourself. Speak to her for advice. She's really, really good with how to go around mortgage stuff because it is quite complicated.
Two more. Hire the Catwalk and Everything Retreat. And there we go.
Oh, Everything Retreat. I've stayed there.
Is it nice?
Lovely.
I was looking at it, actually. But yeah. So that is all of our shout-outs there for international
There's millions. There's
today.
Millions of women that, like, absolutely loads. If you want some inspo, the post is on there, isn't it? We're in our white shirts.
Yes.
Comment, tell us more. Because we can always shout them out, can't we? Tell us some
always.
More female ones. Tell us some brands that you love. We love independent female brands and we champion them.
We do. And over on Patreon, we are going to be doing all things female, talking about why we love being a woman, why we don't so much.
There's also a giveaway over on Patreon that
there
I
is.
Have brought in. So we can competition it off on Patreon. Is that a word? Competition it off? There's a competition on Patreon.
Also, guys, Apple, now you can subscribe and listen to the bonus episode. So if you click on our pod page now, at the very top, it says subscribe. The only thing with the Apple is you don't get the extras in there. So you don't get the group chat. You don't get the competitions.
Yeah, but if you just want to listen to the bonus,
then
it's
there
easy
you go.
For you and that's your way of listening. Then there you go. You can listen on there if you want those extra apps.
So thank you so much for listening this week. We hope you've had a lovely time here and enjoy the rest of your week, girls and boys.
Do you know what? Yeah, and boys. Yeah. And boys. Love you very
love
much.
You. Bye,
guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.